This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Threats of tornadoes and life-threatening flash flooding possible in the Northeast after Hurricane Ida. Ida knocked out power to more than a million people in the South. Thousands of utility workers there are trying to get the power back on. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Hurricane Ida wrecked most of the power system, providing electricity to New Orleans and its surrounding parishes. Elgin Greenberry says he's worried about the meat that's in the freezer.
We got water, and, you know, we could cook something. It ain't that bad, but I got to go get some ice or something, you know, for this meat in here, because we ain't the refrigerator up and that meat is thawing out quick.
More than a million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi are without electricity, and many could be so for many more days.
A Texas law banning most abortions in the state took effect at midnight. There is an emergency appeal before the Supreme Court. The Texas law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually around 6 weeks and before most women even know they're pregnant. Pope Francis is criticizing the West's recent involvement in Afghanistan as an outsider's attempt to impose democracy. President Biden called it a forever war and yesterday defended his decision to end it.
To those asking for a third decade of war in Afghanistan, I ask, what is the vital national interest?
Five people are missing after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed in the ocean off Southern California during a routine flight. No word on why the chopper went down. A few states are setting pandemic records for the number of COVID hospitalizations. Florida, Oregon, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Louisiana included. Many hospitals are dangerously short of staff and intensive care unit beds. The UN says weather disasters are striking the world 4 to 5 times more often. This is AP News. Another woman has testified against R. Kelly at his sex trafficking trial. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel.
So far, most of the women who have testified against R. Kelly said that they were fans of his music and wanted to get into show business. Not this one. This witness says she was no fan of the singer, but she joined her older half-sister in San Antonio to see him perform in 2017. They were invited backstage, and the witness says she eventually had sex with R. Kelly. The woman says Kelly never disclosed that he had herpes or wore a condom during sex. Prosecutors have been trying to blunt defense claims that the witnesses were star-struck groupies who are now lying about their ties to R. Kelly. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Google's delaying its global return to offices for most workers until January 10th, and all employees will have to be vaccinated once the campuses are fully reopened. The Delta variant is driving all of this. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.